Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Spokesperson for the American College of Emergency Physicians. She's Dr. Lee. And the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show.
Hi, and welcome to the show. It's Health from the Outside In, where, in my opinion, feeling good starts with looking good. So my next topic, very interesting. Glad to welcome my guest, Dr. Tim Minardi. He's a board-certified internist and allergist. And we are going to talk about something that I know myself in the last 5 years I've noticed this. I've talked with other women. Can you be allergic to alcohol? Sounds tragic. But I've noticed myself that I've been having strange reactions, and it's hit or miss. So what is this, Dr. Minardi? Is it a true allergy?
Well, it can be, Dr. Lee. Did you know that there is egg in your wine and that there's fish in your beer? You ever heard about that?
No, I haven't. It doesn't sound appetizing.
So my last name is Minardi, so I have an Italian grandfather. And like many of us with Italian grandfathers brew their own wine. And you'll notice something about home-brewed wine that's different than wine you buy in the store. The first thing you'll notice is that it's cloudy. Same thing with beer. Your friends that might have carboys of beer in some closet in their house, the beer tends to be cloudy. Industrial wine and beer that is sold in stores is clear. And it's clear because the winemakers and beer makers add substances to the wine to get rid of that cloudiness. It's called the fining process. Most commonly used agents for fining in beer are isinglass. Isinglass is actually made from fish bladder.
Wow.
And in wine, it's egg whites and it's casein. Casein comes from milk. Mm. So you have a little bit of fish in your beer, and you got a little bit of egg in your wine.
Well, you know, it's funny because when it first started to happen to me, it was, you know, I had some wine and people kept saying, oh, it's the sulfites, you're reacting. And what would happen is my eyes would start itching and then someone would look at me and they'd be like, whoa, what is that? I'd have all wrinkles, red blotches on my eyes. That was enough to stop me. If it was just like anaphylaxis, I probably would have drank through it. But right.
That's getting at the other end of alcohol. So there are dead foods and there are live foods. And wine and beer, those foods are alive. And they're alive with very biologically active compounds. Let's talk about sulfites for just a quick second. This is very common, and it's commonly misunderstood. Sulfites are added to many wines. But you got to remember, sulfites are also a natural product of fermentation. Anything that is fermented will have sulfites. Sauerkraut, kombucha, anything that involves yeast will have sulfites. Usually the levels are low. So for an organic wine, like Frey Vineyards in California, their levels of sulfites are below 40 parts per million, sometimes as low as 10 parts per million. Some of the wines do have sulfites added to them. They can go up to about 200 parts per million. Usually white wines and dessert wines have higher levels of sulfites than red wines. The common misconception that red wines have higher sulfites, they don't. They actually lower. Sulfites keep the wine, like we were saying earlier, looking pretty, okay? Mm-hmm. And red wine has a lot of color to it, so you don't need that much. But white wine, you have to add a little bit more to keep that beautiful golden color to it. So that's why white wines have a little bit more. Sulfites can cause wheezing. They can cause headaches, and they can cause flush in people who are susceptible to them. But they tend not to cause the kind of reaction that you're talking about. If you can eat dried fruit, if you can eat mangoes or you can eat dried apricots with no problems, it's not the sulfites. Those have 10 times the amount of sulfites in them that wine does. So what is it? It's probably histamine.
Right.
Histamine is another byproduct of fermentation. So anything that's fermented is going to have histamine. And histamine is the chemical compound that causes allergic reaction. And in a lot of people, we can think about, you know, Shakespearean plays or paintings of the person who drinks with the red, red nose. The red nose and the red eyes are because of capillary vasodilation. The capillaries are popping wide open. Histamine causes that, right? So when you get a mosquito bite on your arm and histamine is released, it turns red and it swells. So it's the same thing. Also, histamine that's naturally produced in the body is broken down by an enzyme called thiamine oxidase. It's a very important enzyme, breaks down histamine. Alcohol inhibits that enzyme. So when you're drinking wine, you're drinking new histamine into your body, and you're decreasing your ability to fight and to break down naturally produced histamine. That's why your eyes swell, and that's why you get the red eyes.
But here's the other thing that's interesting, and I've had patients and women friends say the same thing. Sometimes it's hit or miss. It doesn't have to be the wine. It could be even vodka. And sometimes there's no reaction with it, and sometimes there is. Is it related to what you're eating with it? Could it be?
Absolutely. There is there's a good example of that for you've heard of alcohol intolerance syndrome.
Right.
These are people who drink alcohol, right? They get very bad headaches, they get flushed, nausea, vomiting, and it doesn't matter the alcohol. In those people, the problem actually is due to an enzyme called alcohol dehydrogenase. And when patients eat foods like grapefruit, that will turn off other alcohol-degrading enzymes in the liver and shunt the alcohol to that pathway. So you may have somebody who can drink a small amount of alcohol and have no problem. But if they eat grapefruit and they shut down those other alternative pathways, now the alcohol has nowhere to go but through that other pathway, and they end up with more symptoms. So grapefruit, garlic, St. John's wort, these are all common things that people take that will close down other pathways for alcohol degradation, and then you're left with this bad pathway.
Now, so there is an intolerance, there can be an allergy, but, you know, and I like to joke about it, if it didn't make me look bad, I would just kind of push through it, you know, and I had tried, and other people, you know, pop a Claritin or, you know, one of the antihistamines. But are there people that really get serious anaphylaxis from this and can die, like a real allergy? Because I don't really have allergies to anything else, which is strange.
Absolutely. You can have it in a biochemical way. So patients who have difficult to treat asthma, they will react to the sulfites, and they can become very sick very quickly. There's a certain group of patients whose asthma is very susceptible to sulfites, absolutely. And then you have patients who have typical allergies to things like yeast. I mean, we see yeast allergies all the time. They can develop anaphylaxis to beer. They can develop anaphylaxis to wine. The most biologically free alcohol is probably vodka. Right, vodka is essentially water and alcohol. There's very little else in there. And I know there's some issues with some people who have wheat allergies with wheat-brewed vodka.
Right.
But even in that situation, the amount of protein is almost insignificant. If you're able to tolerate vodka, then your problem isn't a biochemical problem. It isn't a histamine or a sulfite problem. It's got to be something else. Then you have to start to look at what are the different substances in the alcohols you're drinking. Remember, some people have whiskeys that are kept in oak barrels, and they'll be sensitive to the oak. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That can be an issue. Different wines, Chardonnays, have different levels of molds in them, like Alternaria and Cladosporidium, and those are very, very, very common allergens that we see just in typical allergic rhinitis. It is absolutely something you can see to have true anaphylaxis. It's just not nearly as common as the alcohol intolerance and histamine issues.
So I guess the bottom line, we only have about 30 seconds, is you should talk to your doctor. And what do you recommend? You recommend the anti-allergy drugs if you want to have a drink occasionally?
If it's occasional, yes. A Pepcid is okay. But you want, if you have this alcohol intolerance syndrome, the best thing is probably to just avoid.
Okay, sounds good to me. Thank you so much. This is the Dr. Lee Van Oker Show, Health from the Outside In on Radio MD. Stay tuned into your health.